I love my cereal, morning, noon, and night. I love my cereal, satisfies my appetite. It could be sugar-coated corn puff shaped in a flake. One little handful is all it takes to make me feel good.
Well, Brian McTavish is here. Hoss, how are you?
I had my cereal.
What are you wearing, your Where's Waldo t-shirt? We were just talking about finding stuff in children's books, and here you are coming in wearing something very appropriate.
It's my free comic book day t-shirt from a couple of years ago, copying a major theme from Where's Waldo. You got to look for the superheroes in this crazy quilt.
They're in there somewhere.
Yeah. Jiggle Jam Family Fest.
What is it?
Well, the Jiggle Jam Family Fest features songs about cereal, like this one by The Verve Pipe, calling all kids for fun and learning and cereal eating, or at least songs about such.
This 9 to 7. All kinds of kids can go to see this.
9 to 7 Saturday, 10 to 5 Sunday at Crown Center Square. Quick, your favorite cereal. Don't think about it. As a kid.
Frosted Flakes, man. Tony Tiger.
It's a victory. It's a victory that they still call them Frosted. You know, I used to like Sugar Crisp.
Yeah.
They can't call it that in this country anymore.
Because?
Because now it's because it's got sugar.
Oh.
They call it Golden Crisp.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah, it was a tie between Sugar Crisp back when cereals were proud of their sugariness. It was a tie between that and Captain Crunch. Love those cereals. Anyway, Jiggle Jam Family Fest. It's a quality confluence of kid stuff, bands, performers, kids' activities, a real happy crowd of all the little ones.
That's this weekend. And this is?
Well, to me and you, it's the Captain Kangaroo theme.
I was going
to
say, man, that takes me back.
We're going to keep this kid thing going. It's going to fall off the cliff here in just a couple of minutes. But first, let's talk about the Piccadilly Circus.
Mm-hmm.
It's happy music for circus fans. Family circus with a special attraction. Yes, a 250-pound boxing kangaroo. Make that...
Really?
Well, I don't know if we're supposed to like that or not. Hopefully the kangaroo was treated well. I trust he or she is, or it is. Performances at 1, 3:30, and 6 on Sunday at Hale Arena in the West Bottoms, right next door to Kemper Arena. Spectacles you'll see besides the kangaroo include Motorcycle Madness and Elephant Extravaganza and Katunga.
Where do you find this stuff?
Online, Steve.
Online.
Yes.
That's where we go.
I have flying fingers. Katunga, the giant jungle monster. I have no idea what that is, except it's something fun to say, and I think that's okay because mystery is good at the circus.
All of Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org.
Too many pain pills, too much pot, trying to be something that I'm not. Superman. Trying to do more than I can. Got a little out of hand. I ain't Superman. Know what I'm talking about?
I blew my throat and I blew my toe. I wound up sipping on soup du jour. I wasn't Superman. Oh, no, I wasn't.
And that's
Superman.
Snoop Dogg, and that's who we're going to see this weekend.
Well, that's Willie Nelson.
With Snoop Dogg. But the last guy was Snoop Dogg.
The last guy, kind of brothers in more ways than one. I think they both have, obviously, as the lyrics indicate, an affinity for marijuana. Probably so haven't played that song recently on the show.
Maybe the one thing that unites them, yeah.
Oh, and music, of course, mm-hmm. A love of the fans. Snoop Dogg, hip-hop demigod, if you will, goes on at 8:30 Saturday at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino in North Kansas City. You know, Snoop has gotten in trouble with the law from, you know, now and then over the years for this and that.
Now and then.
Interestingly, fascinatingly enough, he continues to have a great commercial appeal, a great promotional appeal with mainstream America. He's had...
It's lost on me, so explain it to
me. I have a theory, but he's had relationships with 7-Eleven, Pepsi Max, Macy's, even the Norton antivirus computer program. Now... You might say he's puffing right along, but, you might not, but I just did, Steve.
Yeah.
I had this epiphany, if you will, on the way over. Why is Snoop Dogg so popular with so many people?
That's what I'm asking.
This is crazy. I'm probably going to go to the bad place for saying this, but Snoopy, Charles Schulz, Peanuts, Snoop Dogg, Snoopy. It's subliminal, Steve. It's why I'm here, to share that sort of thing.
It's the name that gets them across the finish line.
On some deep-rooted... Yes, it does. Very well put.
So if you want to see Snoop Dogg, you can see him.
You can see him. You can experience him at the Voodoo Lounge at Harrah's Casino at 8:30 Saturday. Have fun with Snoop Dogg.
Okay.
She was all alone in this imperfect world and was
And we're listening to what here, Hoss?
A work of art.
Yes.
Psycho Stick. Singing It's Just a Movie, Stupid.
Yes.
Heavy metal humor, 6:30, Saturday, Beaumont Club, Westport. Who knew that the world needed a band that combined headbanging and funny bone whacking?
I didn't know that.
Psycho Stick knew that. Yes. The band's discs include Space Vampires versus Zombie Dinosaurs in 3D, and the Christmastime offering, The Flesh-Eating Roller Skate Holiday Joyride. It's more than I can take. I don't know what else to say. I dare you to try.
Okay. And now for something a little more traditional in the Kansas City realm of Memorial Day weekend holidays.
We're back to seriousness.
Yes.
Celebration at the Station. It's the 10th annual Memorial Day weekend event featuring...
10 years has been going
on. Well, how does that work? If it's the 10th annual, has it been 9, or how does that work? Next year it's
This is number 10.
Oh, very well then. Okay, yeah. It's featuring the Kansas City Symphony and the ever-popular fireworks. The grounds open at 3. The music starts at 7:30 Sunday at Union Station. And you'll get this, the Guadalcanal March from Victory at Sea, as well as Amazing Grace, the Stars and Stripes Forever, and let's not forget The Hymn to the Fallen from Saving Private Ryan, a very solemn and appropriate piece of music.
And thousands of Kansas Cityans will be there with you, right? That'll be 7:30 Sunday evening at Union Station.
Absolutely.
Great job, Brian.
Thank you for letting me express both of our inner Snoop Dogs.
Yes. You'll find all
way
of Brian's
inner, picks. Way inside.
Yes, way inside, as well as bios of our guests and more information about our show. It's all at KCUR.org. Don't forget to follow KCUR on Facebook and this program on Twitter. We're at KCUR up to date. Tomorrow on the program, I'm going to say this right, Twisted Sister frontman Dee Snider talks about his past as a cross-dressing rocker and his new album, Dee Does Broadway. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.